Tamar Munch. Kia ora, welcome.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I hope you're okay, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you've been perusing for us today, please.
Yeah, so the first one I'm talking about now actually is The Pact, which is a new local series that's coming to TVNZ on demand next Monday. And I actually have a bit of a connection with this show because I produced a short film on which the series is based. And so I was really keen to see how it translated to a narrative series. I haven't had anything to do with the series, so I got to see a couple of advanced screeners. And this is a show, it was created by a couple of local writers, Natalie Medlock, who wrote and directed the short film, and Harry McNaughton. And it follows a multi-generational New Zealand family as they traverse some of the big issues of life, one of which is that of end-of-life choice. And when we made the film, the short film, in 2017, it was before New Zealand's end-of-life choice referendum, and the film was kind of created partly to provoke dialogue around the issue. And the web series launching next week, obviously, ahead of November 7, which is when the End-of-Life Choice Act is implemented. And so it's quite good timing. And I think, you know, like all good stories, it will hopefully spark conversations that otherwise may not be had. I know that that's part of the kaupapa of the series and the team behind it. So I guess the series about euthanasia probably sounds really depressing. But actually, this is it's a tearjerker, but it's a laugh out loud tearjerker, if there can be such a thing. And there's a really beautiful mixture of emotions, and delivered by the cast is really fantastic. It's a slightly different cast to the people that were in the short film. We had Dame Kate Harcourt and Desmond Kelly playing the two leads, an elderly couple. In the series, it's Irene Wood. People might have seen her in lots of local shows, Go Girls and Shorten Street. She's playing family matriarch Betty. And then Ian Muhn, obviously veteran actor and director, Ian Muhn, is playing her husband Frank. And there's a fantastic ensemble cast that sort of round this out, playing the family. One standout for me is Timmy Cameron, she's beautiful. She delivers a wonderful performance as their granddaughter, Alice. And they have this really, she and Betty in particular, have this really cheeky, naughty kind of granddaughter-grandma relationship, which is really lovely to watch. So the series is about, basically, Betty starts to display symptoms of advancing dementia. And her husband, Frank, insists that you know, the couple can cope, they're still living independently, they're in their 70s, but she encounters a euthanasia advocate, also known as a death doula, and she starts to consider her options. She takes her granddaughter, Alice, into her confidence around this conversation, and, you know, one of the key things for her, obviously, she doesn't want to be a burden on her family when her condition declines to the point where she's no longer herself. But she's also wrestling with the moral question of, you know, whether the right to die is right. Each episode of the series, it spotlights a different member of the family. So you sort of get slightly different pieces of the story as you go. I haven't seen the whole series yet, but it's a really lovely way to sort of interweave the personal stories and create a very rich sort of family tapestry. Yeah, as I say, you know, it's both warning, there's a dog euthanasia scene. I needed a trigger warning on that. Bloody tearjerker. It's a series that poses big questions, you know, it's big questions about existence and suffering and love, but it's kind of wrapped up in this lovely wry black humour and loads of pathos. And yeah, I definitely think it's worth a watch. It's on TVNZ on demand from next week.
Thank you. That's The Pact. Now, The Problem with John Stewart streams on Apple TV+.
Yes, so this is a new series, and I guess following in the footsteps of, you know, Oprah's done it, Letterman's done it, they sort of, these big TV network hosts, talk show hosts go on to move to the big streaming platform. So this is what Jon Stewart's done after 6 years off air. He used to host The Daily Show, where he was known for delivering pretty sharp, liberal analysis of today's headlines, always with a comedic edge. With this new show, so it's just launched recently, it's on Apple TV Plus. It's a slightly longer format than his previous series, so it's probably like a 40-45 minute ad-free format. And he does a deep dive into a single issue, which he explores through interviews and sort of talk panels with stakeholders, with experts, with individuals who are contending with the challenge, the issue that he's focusing on. And we also see it's sort of the format, I guess, to lighten the load a bit. We see a bit of the backstage conversations between him and the writers, where they sort of are wrestling with the new format and working out how to inject comedy into issues that may not naturally lend themselves to humour. The sort of single issue thing, I guess for those who might know, like John Oliver's Last Week Tonight show, this feels a little closer to that, but it does have these interviews, so there are lots of different voices as opposed to the, you know, John Oliver does a more of a monologue to camera about a big issue. I've seen a couple of episodes. The first episode is called War and focuses on US military veterans whose health coverage claims are being denied by the government after exposure to burn pits in Afghanistan, where the troops incinerated toxic waste using jet fuel, and there's a whole lot of health implications that have eventuated from that. It felt quite American-centric to me, that particular episode. The second episode, though, I personally found it more compelling. This is coming tomorrow. It drops tomorrow. And it's called Freedom and looks at the rise of authoritarianism, both in the US and abroad. One of the interviews that he does is with Nobel Peace Prize laureate Maria Ressa, who is the journalist who created Rappler in the Philippines. And she's up on a bunch of charges, thanks to Duterte, and also Bassam Youssef, who's an Egyptian comedian and TV host. He fled Egypt. He was threatened with arrest for maligning President Morsi, I think back in, I don't know, six or 7 years ago. It was a really interesting discussion around media suppression, election fraud, voter suppression, and from lots of different places in the world. It felt much, much less American-centric to me. So I sort of was hoping that future episodes might be a little bit more broad like that. But it was nice to see Jon Stewart back on TV. If you're a fan of Jon Stewart, it's worth checking out.
So that's streaming on Apple TV, The Problem with Jon Stewart. And finally, Chatham Islanders, Mondays at 8 p.m. on Māori television.
Yeah, so this is a new 7-part doco series. It started on Māori television this week, so just first episode aired Monday just been. So there's 6 more episodes to go, and it takes us to the Chatham Islands. It's quite nice. There's a little bit of armchair travel for those of us in lockdown, and we you know, it's kind of travelogue-esque. We get introduced to the place and the people. We meet some of the locals, and you know, they've all got their connections to the land and also to the culture of the Chathams. You know, the Māori, Pākehā and Moriori culture is a big theme of the series, or certainly the episode that I've seen. It explores how the Chatham Islanders are working to reclaim the story of the place after history, you know, was kind of incorrectly, colonial history, I guess, incorrectly wrote a lot of the history of the place. So there's work being done there to resurrect the true history. As I say, I've only seen one episode so far, but it felt like a very, it's well made. It feels kind of gentle it made me want to go visit the Chathams, actually. I was like, oh, that's on the list of places to go. So I'm looking forward to checking out more of that series when it comes to Māori TV, yeah.
Tamar, thanks very, very much for that. Chatham Islanders, Mondays at 8pm on Māori Television. The Problem with John Stewart streams on Apple TV Plus. And The Pact streams on TVNZ On Demand from Monday, 18th of October.